This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. So far, according to a Chinese national health official, the World Health Organization gave China its support and understanding to start administering experimental coronavirus vaccines to people while clinical trials are still underway. China launched its emergency program in July, having communicated with the WHO in late June. Hundreds of thousands of essential workers and other limited groups of people considered at high risk of infection have been given the vaccine, even though its safety had not been established as phase three clinical trials were incomplete. Now more than 983,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally, and there are more than 32.2 million confirmed infections. AP correspondent Zaria Shatkin reports scientists continue to scramble to develop a vaccine that will protect the public from a pandemic that has killed nearly 1 million people worldwide.
AstraZeneca CEO Pascal Soriot and Paul Stoffels, chief scientific officer of Johnson & Johnson, say that they recognize that the coronavirus emergency demands increased transparency from vaccine developers to ensure the public has faith in the end product. They stress, however, that there are limits to the information they can release because they must protect patient confidentiality and the integrity of their scientific research. Soriot says ultimately the public will have to trust regulators around the world and the independent experts that oversee drug trials. Zaria Shackley, London.
China, Russia, and the United States clashed at the United Nations over responsibility for the coronavirus pandemic. They traded allegations about who mishandled and politicized the virus, and one of the very few real-time exchanges among top officials at this year's COVID-distanced UN General Assembly meeting. This is VOA News.